This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, Islam isn't just a religion, but an entire way of life. And this is a statement we have heard on more than one occasion, inshallah. And this statement isn't a statement of fiction, but rather something factual. And anyone who runs a cursory study of any Islamic jurisprudence or fiqh manual, you will see Islamic laws, regulations, rules, manners, morals, etiquettes pertaining to every matter of life. From how we purify ourselves, to how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our bodily offerings of ritual worship, and even our financial offerings of ritual worship. We also find rules and regulations pertaining to wealth and wealth management, how we trade, the rules and regulations of trade, matters pertaining to money after we pass away, what we know as inheritance or the rules of Islamic inheritance. In addition, we have rules pertaining to marriage, how the marriages take place, matters pertaining to the marriage contract, and then also divorce and matters pertaining to divorce, such as child custody. We have rules revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to civil justice, the Islamic judiciary, penal codes, and also morals, manners, and etiquettes. You will find no system of law with a system of rules as comprehensive as that found in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Sharia. And no doubt, these books of Islamic jurisprudence are based on the primary sources of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah. And if this is the reality with the books of Islamic jurisprudence, then no doubt, min babi awla, as a priority, you will find this reality present if one runs a cursory study of the verses revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book and those narrations that have reached us as teaching from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accordingly, brothers and sisters in Islam, it's not strange that Islam has revealed rules and regulations pertaining to our children and how we raise our children. And Islam has a say in how we raise our children for many reasons. From them, related to how I began today's khutbah. For I did so mentioning how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Wahhab, the one who bestows a perfect, in a perfect manner. And also, I mentioned how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent time teaching his ummah how to raise generations. Islam indeed has a say in how we raise our children for many reasons. From them, the simple fact that there's no messenger to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the carriers of his legacy, as I have presented to you from this minbar in this masjid on more than one occasion, is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generations of this ummah, generations that will come and generations that will go, meaning Islam needs generations that will receive this legacy from the previous generation, and a generation that will look after this legacy, and then a generation that will successfully transfer this legacy to the generation to come. This is one reason why Islam has revealed laws in terms of how we raise our children, or in terms of our children per se. Islam is also interested in how we raise our children, because as we have cited, Allah is the bestower. He bestowed us, our children, within the Islamic paradigm. Our children are a gift to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted them to us. And oppression in all forms is forbidden by the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And given that our children did not have a choice in terms of which home they will be born into, they didn't have a choice in terms of who their parents will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals rules and regulations to ensure that the gift that Allah has given us will never ever be oppressed. rules and regulations through which accountability will be held. And that is why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about how effective we were as parents before He questions us about how dutiful we were as children to our parents. Subhanallah. An amazing reflection from this Imam, rahimahullah. We know, brothers and sisters in Islam, we know that from the greatest of sins is disobeying our parents. So we understand how mighty this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this matter is so serious with Allah that during the Meccan revelation, when Allah was revealing about Tawheed, with Tawheed, Allah commanded us to be excellent to our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانِ. Allah has decreed and ruled that you worship no one but Him, and also that you be excellent to your parents. Despite this reality, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, as a reflection, shares that Allah will question us first about our effectiveness as parents before He deals with us regarding our disobedience to our parents. So Islam, no doubt, has a say in how we raise our kids, because oppression in all forms is forbidden. And if the matter is left entirely to us, then oppression may ensue. Islam is also concerned, O servants of Allah, about how we raise our children, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only want us to get to any level in paradise, but rather the highest levels of paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed with us, within the gift of us being given children, further gifts, and from them is the gift of our ranks being raised in paradise if our children are raised well and they pass away upon iman. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتْهُمْ بِإِيمَانِ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Subhanallah. Allah says, as for those who believed, and then they raised their children upon belief, and the parents died upon belief, and then the children died upon belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them as a family in Jannah. How? If the parents are at a lower level in paradise, and the children at a higher level in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the parents to the level of the children in paradise without reducing the level of the children in paradise. Subhanallah. Why? Because they were a family trying to build Jannah together with Iman on earth. So Allah gave them a home as a family in Jannah in the hereafter. There's many more reasons, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam. But no doubt it's beyond the scope of a Jummah khutbah. With this understand, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, how we need to reflect over our priorities in life. Throughout my travels and the different communities I meet, I see a common misfortune. And that is the misfortune of society conflating elective roles for mandatory roles. And as such, they give more importance to an elective role at the expense of a mandatory role. What is an elective role and what is a mandatory role? A mandatory role is a role that your belief system does not ever allow you to give up. You cannot detach yourself from it. And this is different to an elective role. An elective role is something that you can detach yourself from during some parts of your life. Examples of mandatory roles are being a Muslim. You are a Muslim with the breathing of every moment, the waking of every day and the sleeping of every night. You cannot detach yourself from the identity of being a Muslim. From the examples of a mandatory role is being a mother and a father. It is not a role that you log into on a Monday morning and you log out of on a Friday evening. Rather, it is part and parcel of your reality, of your being, with the waking of every day and the sleeping of every night. Understand this, O servants of Allah. An elective role, on the other hand, are the jobs that we have, the hobbies that we love to do, the sports that we often engage in. These are elective roles. We log into them and we can log out of them, and we have a choice. Mandatory roles take precedence. But today, how many times do we find the voices of parents in regret stating that the job kept me away from raising my child? that we place emphasis on the elective role at the expense of the mandatory role. And this is something that needs reflection, especially during this period when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our children at home, away from the jungles that we call schools today, right? And we need to ask ourselves, that are we running through the calibration process necessary in these periods of calibration that the world has given us? Or is it a case of us continuing as we were, and we will continue as we were, until subhanAllah we hear the crash and it's too late? Again, remember the reflection of the Imam. Allah will question the parent about his or her effectiveness before he questions us about how obedient we were to our parents. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil wahin wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bihadyi sayyidi al-thaqalayn laqad qultu ma qultu astaghfirullah al-azim al-jalil li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin min kulli dhanb wa khati'ah fastaghfiru innahu kana ghaffara wa tubu ilayhi innahu kana tawwab. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه واكتفى أثره ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين فإنه تركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, as we said earlier, the topic is a massive one beyond the scope of this khutbah. But to bring some completion to the topic, I want to share with you three tips, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, that we can implement to become more effective in looking after the mandatory role that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us, that role known as fatherhood and motherhood. Number one, O servants of Allah, understand that raising your children is an act of worship. It is an ibadah, it is not an adah. An ibadah is an act of worship. An adah is a norm. We don't raise our children because everyone does so. We raise our children as Muslims because it is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through it, our jannah will increase, our palaces will increase, our streams will be dug, our forests will be planted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the angels beautifying our paradise every time we are in the service of our children, not just feeding them, but raising them. This is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as such we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. And as such Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed laws and regulations. As you worry about your salah, which is an ibadah, worry about how you raise your children, which is also an ibadah. Number two, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, understand that raising your children is da'wah. It is the propagation of Islam. And da'wah is about calling towards good and being an advocate for everything that is beloved to Allah. And da'wah is being an adversary against all that which is evil and everything disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And da'wah is about going about these two mandates upon an identity. That identity is known as the identity of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. If parenting is da'wah, people from other communities must recognize Islam in how you raise your children. They should recognize Islam in how you raise your children, in how you educate your children, in how you advise your children, in how you empower your children. The identity of Islam should not be separated from how you raise your children. For parenting is da'wah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of all nations. And we discussed this verse from this minbar, in this masjid. Why? Because you invite towards good, you forbid evil, and you do so upon an identity. That is the identity of Iman. That Islam is recognized in terms of how you go about your way. It's not enough to just raise your child, O servants of Allah, but you got to raise them upon an identity beloved to Allah. And that is the identity of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. If parenting is da'wah, then know and understand that da'wah needs patience. Da'wah requires patience. For raising our children needs patience as well. If Mecca, after the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still took almost 23 years to become Muslim, then you can never ever give up on your role as a parent raising your child. The da'wah continues even if it spans decades. So parenting is an act of worship. And in addition, It is da'wah. It is a means of propagation. And propagation cannot be separated from the idea of patience. And that, thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to us in the surah known as the surah of da'wah, surah al-asr, wal-asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Allah takes an oath by not just time, but the dying moments of time, the remnants of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing us into a sense of desperation. There's no time left. Time is running out. And He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسُرٍ. Indeed, all of mankind is drowning in loss. If you are in a state of desperation and you are told that you are drowning in loss, it means what? It means your time to save yourself is limited. And Allah thus reveals the four keys to success. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They observe righteous actions. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ. They propagate. They are people of da'wah. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. They are people of patience. And we know, brothers and elders in Islam, and sisters in Islam, that actions are not separated from iman. If this is the case, why did Allah give us four keys? Why didn't He just say, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا? And if it was for the sake of clarity, why didn't He just say, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ? Those who believe and do good deeds. Because propagating is from good deeds. And being patient is from good deeds as well. Why did Allah give us further explanations? To highlight to us the interconnectivity between these four ideas. Brothers and elders, Islam in the realm of da'wah. Without patience, if we take the surah backwards, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ is at the end. Without patience, you can't have da'wah. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ. Without da'wah, good deeds will decrease. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. When good deeds decrease, iman decreases. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When iman decreases, we have nothing but a state of loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. SubhanAllah. This is the reality of parenthood. It is a means of da'wah. Number three, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, you cannot succeed as a parent unless you have a plan to succeed. And that plan begins with dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to ask ourselves, how many times do we make dua to Allah for the success of our children and how we raise our children and their success during our lifetime and their success after we pass away? How many times do we take ownership, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam? If you haven't taken ownership, you will not be making dua. And if you've taken ownership and you're not making dua, then you have cheated yourself that you have taken ownership. If you've taken ownership and leadership of the process of raising a nation, raising your children, then you would understand that all success begins with the perfect being, As-Salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, you would be raising your hands during the day, and during the afternoon, and during the night, and during the last third of the night, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease your responsibility with your children and shower them divine guidance, especially at a time, O servants of Allah, when vice around us has reached levels beyond our ability to imagine. When holding on to our deen is similar to how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described, it is as if a person is holding on to burning charcoal. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described. He said, a time will come when being a Muslim, a practicing Muslim, will be as difficult as holding on to burning charcoal. If we're not making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we haven't understood the responsibility on our shoulders. Parenting cannot be outsourced. You can outsource marketing. You can outsource HR. You can outsource catering. You can outsource your plumbing. You can outsource everything else. But you cannot outsource parenting. And in case you thought we outsource parenting to schools and madrasas, you're mistaken, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam. For Allah will not question the school teacher or the madrasa teacher about your child on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will question you. The madrasa, the school, they are institutions to only complement your role as a mother and father. Not to assume your role as a mother and father. And that is why when Imam Malik's mother took Imam Malik to a teacher that she chose, she dictated to him the terms of the relationship between Rabi'a, the teacher of Imam Malik, and Imam Malik. Thus she said to him, even though he was the Sheikh of Medina, teach him manners before you teach him knowledge. SubhanAllah. She was not outsourcing her responsibility to Rabi'a, the teacher of Imam Malik. Rather, she was taking or using him in a complementary manner. If you are not hands-on with the school, with the curriculum, with the madrasa, with the teacher or servants of Allah and the children of Adam, if you are not hands-on daily with your child, what did you learn? What didn't you learn? If you don't have a hotline between you and the person educating your child, then you have to ask yourself a question. Are you running the raising of your child, or have you outsourced it? Islam, O servants of Allah, didn't send us to raise children. Islam sent us to raise leaders. That's what Islam sent us to do, in light of the discussion that I've shared. We're not here to raise children, we're here to raise leaders. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and I'll end on this, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, and some attribute this story to Harun al-Rashid, two caliphs of Islam. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, even though he was the caliph of Islam and before the governor of Medina and he had other important roles, he never ever considered as an elective role his fatherhood. And even though he was the caliph of the Muslims, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he hired the best of murabbis to raise his children. And those murabbis had to give daily reports of how that day went with his children. And when the reports came in, even though he had cables, important government cables coming in from different ministers from the Muslim Ummah, when the murabbi wrote, everyone understood in his royal court that those communications have to be at the top of the pile. One day, he reads the report and the report says, your children had an excellent day except son so and so. He started the salah today at the beginning, but he was slightly delayed when it came to starting it with the imam. Slightly delayed. The imam started the prayer, then he started the prayer. Why? He got a bit delayed combing his hair. Look at the detailed report. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he writes back immediately to the murabbi. And in it, it states very eloquently, your message has been received. And upon receiving this letter, shave my son's hair off. Because if his hair delayed him from starting his salah with the imam, he doesn't need his hair. Brothers and sisters and elders in Islam, I'm not suggesting that you go home and shave your children's hair off today. That's not the message of the khutbah. The message of the khutbah is understand what works in this time and doesn't work in this time, but take ownership of being a mother. Take ownership of being a father. Don't let it be an honorific. Don't let it be a title of goodwill, for in front of you is the grave and in front of you is your standing with your Lord, and everybody will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by themselves. And they will answer for the responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our past, inspire our futures. May Allah allow us to turn to Him in repentance and seek His forgiveness for our mistakes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to be the best fathers we can, the best mothers we can. May Allah preserve our children in His obedience. May Allah protect them from all harm. May Allah shower upon them His divine assistance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them in front of the attack of Shaytan and the attacks of those who support the cause of Shaytan. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Wa qad qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man salla alayhi salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. Allahumma fasalli wa sallim wa barik wa an'im ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. Afdalil khalqi wa akramil rusul. Warda Allahumma anil khulafai rashidin al-a'immatil mahdiyin. Abi Bakrin wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali. Wa ansa'il as-sahabati wa at-tabi'in. وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها سرها وعلانيتها عمدها وخطأها وكل ذلك عندنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers and sisters in Islam, there's an announcement. The masjid still has £80,000 in Qard Hasan to pay out, so please do support the masjid in completing the payout of its debts. Jazakumullahu khair. So, istaqim mu'tadilu, straighten the rows, close the gaps, and ensure your mobile phones are switched off. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد